Craig and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com.
Yo.
Ziggy in the hizzy.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world, a mashup of pop culture, current events, all kinds of things. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you are not listening.
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about today, and it's one of the rare occasions where a story we have to talk about actually has some sort of a resolution. But before we get to that, soaring electricity prices are becoming the norm, and it's becoming increasingly unreasonable. Take control of your energy costs and experience savings by making the switch to solar power. Reach out to Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and no-obligation quote. With energy expenses rising by a minimum of 10% annually, California's on the brink of going even higher than before. Higher than that, higher than 10%. Try 22%. Alex is offering a Christmas special where you pay a dollar a month for your first 6 months. Don't miss out. Call today, 925-791-1776. And start putting money back in your pocket. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you. Does that make you want to buy solar? Makes me want to buy solar, and I don't even have a house.
A dollar a month?
A dollar a month for 6 months. December.
I'll sign up for anything for a dollar a month.
Yeah, it's the December special. So, you call them up and get a quote. So how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sensing some subdued...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. 2 weeks from today.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm trying to gear up.
Yeah. Have you got all your shopping done?
Oh, no. No? I started yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
I bought my first gift on the list.
Ziggy, what about you?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. I still got a couple things to do.
Yeah, I'm way behind.
Yeah. My wife likes to start early, and she usually pretty much gets everything within the first week or two of December. So now we're on to cards, and I'm getting a wrist cramp signing cards, card after card after card. But yesterday, we had to go get some other cards because I missed a couple of people. And so after church, we went to the Hallmark store, and because that's where you get all the cards. And it's never an in-and-out trip with her. It's at least a minimum of a half hour because she has to look at everything and touch everything and look at the price and say, oh, this is nice. Oh, that's too much. Oh, this is nice. Oh, that's too much. And it's just this routine she goes through. But I go in, I grab the two cards I need. I'm done. And then I got to follow her around for 30 minutes. And then we get to the counter. And you're not going to believe this. So my wife is cheap. She steps over a quarter to save a penny, and so she's at the counter. She's in her wallet. She gets out all the coupons, and I have this coupon. Here's my coupon. Just the stack of coupons. So the lady behind the counter is scanning everything. She scans all the items, and okay, well, here's your total. She pays with her card. So thank you, and here's your bag. And then Sarah goes, "Oh no, I found another coupon."
Oh, wow.
And she's like, is there a way to add this coupon to everything else? And the clerk is like, she's stuttering. And I'm like, what are you asking her for? And the manager comes over. What's the problem? She says, well, she found an extra coupon. How do we work this in? And the manager's like, you'd have to return everything and then scan it all over again. And Sarah's like, okay. And they're looking at her like, are you crazy? But Sarah's like, well, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had this. And
How much was it?
I don't remember.
How much was she saving?
Not much. I mean, we're talking pennies to a buck or something. I mean, and we got a centipede of people behind us, heading out the door, staring bullets at our backs. So the poor clerk had to scan everything to return it and then rescan it. She was the only one working, and you got the line, and my wife was like,
Man, I hope she doesn't listen to
this. No, she doesn't listen to the show, and it was just like, oh my God, so she got all of her coupons used up, and she was happy, and it's like, well, am I going to start an argument here in the store, or am I, this is just what she does, so we just let her do it, and let it happen.
Yes, dear.
And everything was fine, yes, everything was fine. and I was afraid to turn around and look behind me because of the line and the I promise the rest of my Christmas shopping will be online.
Yeah,
and I got to get some of it done today, actually. So,
this is my first year with my kids out of the house. So, it's just been off the radar.
Okay, so
anything Christmas?
How is the difference without them than with them?
I just don't really feel obligated to ask them what they want.
Okay, so you're not obligated, and they're not as. It's not as noisy. Is it quiet? Quieter.
It's quieter.
They're getting coal in the stocking.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I just haven't been thinking anything past decorations.
Yeah. So, Scott, what about you? You have one kid at home. Oh no, you have two kids at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then and they're older. And how are they going into the season this year as opposed to other years?
Oh, there's lists, and it's already crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter informed me that she's already spent too much money.
How much of it was hers?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. She didn't have any money. She was trying to inform me what she did to my credit card. So I know what I want. At the top of my list of my Christmas wishes of gifts,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want a credit card for my daughter. There you go, honey.
That she gets a job and then has to, and pays for the charges with her own money, right?
Yeah. How sarcastic would that be?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, for Christmas, I got you your own credit card. Here you go. She'll be all excited for 30 days.
What's this? Oh, that's your statement.
You have to pick up a second job.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a little bit too much of a pushover in the holidays. It's Christmas, yeah. Santa, mm-hmm. ribbons, you know, trees up.
Sure.
And I just go with it. I figure I'll pay for it next year. And every year I mm-hmm. pay for it big time.
Right.
Big time. So.
And not just with money.
Yeah, no, we pay for it in storage. And we have four trees.
What do you need four trees for?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because I thought I was the crazy one asking that question. Okay. I could qualify for our crazy on the way this morning.
Sure.
I left a house with four trees in it.
Four trees.
That's if you don't count the teeny little decorative ones, fakey.
The Charlie Brown trees?
Yeah. We got a couple of those, too. So, really, I guess it might be at six.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the house isn't that big. Why so many? I mean, does everybody have their own tree to decorate? Or
No. They're different style. One's this color scheme, and this one's more old-fashioned, and this one's more modern. And the one that's a certain color has to be by the door, and the one with the different size has to be in this space. There's like a whole chart and a graph, and there's equations that update based on other pages of the Excel doc. It's insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have one tree, and we have the baby kitten, by the way. And so the one tree is up, and the baby was like the first day just batting around the ornaments, and then she slept under the tree one night. Now she doesn't care. So it was nice. You know. But no, nothing like what you described. And Ziggy, I assume. Do you even have a tree?
I got a tree.
All right. Yeah, so, boy, sounds like the place to be is Scott's house, huh?
Well, the good news is the garage is half empty.
So, okay, so now you can, for 30 days, you can say the garage is clean.
Yeah, well, I got places to put everything until January hits, and then it's all got to go back in the garage. Back,
yeah. Yeah.
And we start playing real life Tetris. So I think I'm going to get a trailer and park it in the driveway and say, just I'm taking it out to the garage.
Okay.
Oops. No, I fell into the trailer.
Uh oh.
The dumpster.
And then the trailer goes to the dump, right?
Yeah, exactly. Might need one of those. Dump trucks where you just push the hydraulic button. And
right. Okay. Of course, you can always say too that you put it in storage and then forgot to pay the bill, and then Storage Wars came and bought everything.
Yeah. Good news, honey. They bought the whole locker for $25. I made $25.
The bad news is all of our trees are gone.
All of our trees.
Because it was a moment of financial irresponsibility.
I hit all green lights on the way today.
Really?
Yeah, that's my crazy on the way.
Okay, that is crazy, considering how late you were.
Yeah, this is the fastest I've ever arrived. It's unbelievable.
So now what do you attribute those green lights to? Just good luck or good timing or?
It's the spirit of Christmas.
Oh, okay. It's
paving my way like I'm on a sleigh dashing through the snow.
Okay. So no construction, because you usually hit construction.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe they're all on hiatus for the next month.
Did you notice they finally finished Stanley Boulevard?
Yeah.
Did
they really?
Yeah, the big washout a year ago. Yeah, I was driving it yesterday and realized the lane closure's not there anymore.
Oh, and I've been avoiding it for months.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, they finally finished it, and it's like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think they ever would.
I've been doing the workarounds.
Yeah. So do we want to dive into our first topic here? We've only got a couple of minutes before our first break, and we have to watch the timing today because last week we went over a couple of times. Oops.
We're going to violate our radio slot contract.
Yeah. 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 And you know how Alex is always on us with the hammer. Well, we can talk about what we have coming up here. We have UPenn's University of Pennsylvania. The president was before Congress and flubbed and then had to do an apology video and then resigned. And we'll get through that whole saga. We have a woman who threw a burrito bowl in the face of a Chipotle worker. The judge in the assault trial that followed gave her an interesting sentence.
That'll be fun.
Panera Bread is killing people and they don't care.
let's get that one out of the way. We only got a couple minutes.
Panera Bread? Okay. So ooh. Panera Bread is selling its supercharged lemonade. This is lemonade that is packed with caffeine. And two people have died.
The lemons have caffeine?
Well, no. They have... The lemonade itself is charged. It's a 30-ounce drink, contains 237 milligrams of caffeine.
Wow.
And two people that enjoyed the beverage went into cardiac arrest and died right after. So Panera Bread facing two wrongful death lawsuits. And they're saying, like, yeah, this ain't our fault. These people had pre-existing conditions and...
I'm kind of wondering. You said two people enjoyed this drink
for a few minutes.
Yeah,
and then they died.
We have a different definition of joy, you and I. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm sure it tasted great going down. Yeah. And then a little bit later, I
can't feel my left arm.
Yeah, why is my heart racing? And now why am I calling an ambulance?
Why has my heart stopped?
Yeah.
So this is another processed food that's killing someone.
Yeah, yeah. According to ABC News, the popular fast food chain issued warnings in late October and added signs on menus for the highly caffeinated charged lemonade beverage. And
crazy. It said it used to be $3.90.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That I didn't get to that part.
When it first came out, it was $3.90.
Yeah, so that's a lot of caffeine.
They dropped it down to 230 something?
What is it? 237, yeah. Anyway, it was a young lady and an older gentleman that died, and now the restaurant's facing, big lawsuits. And I don't think just putting up signs is going to be good enough here. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but
it's ridiculous.
That is a ridiculous amount of caffeine, and I don't even. I mean, the Monster sports drinks have a lot of caffeine, and I don't think they have that much. I could be wrong. Because I used to drink Monster.
No, really this is more like a war chemical. I think it was developed by Hamas, right?
Oh, well, probably.
Send it over to Israel and Palestine. The conflict will end sooner.
Yeah, right on. So we'll have to see how this one goes. There was a lady on TikTok who ordered the drink and then filmed herself drinking it. And then what it did to her. And over a few minutes, she's like, okay, now I'm feeling this. And now my heart's racing. And now this is happening. And yada, yada, yada. And she ended with, I don't think people should buy this. So there you go.
Shouldn't that mean I don't think people should die? Why? Would you ever think of ordering this and drinking it, whether it's to make a TikTok video or... I don't understand why people do things. I know this has killed somebody.
Yeah, and you're drinking it anyway as an experiment to put on the internet.
Desire to be a video social media influencer.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. But I guess if you have a heart condition, then stay away from it. And the rest of us can enjoy it, but I'm not going near it because...
Because you don't want a Darwin Award.
No, and I mean, I've got hypertension anyway, high blood pressure anyway that I'm on medication for. I need to. I can't take that kind of stuff. I can't imagine it tastes good, and it's just.
Well, I was going to be safe either way because I can't remember the last time I went to Panera Bread Company.
I can't either. I have a gift card in my wallet that my wife and I have never used, and I think it's at least a year old and.
Gonna expire.
Yeah, well, those things never expire. They're not
that's something I just don't do. Although I do have a story for later of something that I did for the first time.
Okay, hold that thought. We got to take a break.
I thought I would never do.
Okay. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. What? We got some business to do before we get to Scott's yoga lesson.
Yes, because we have rising electricity rates. It's another part of this escalating cost of living. It's getting out of hand. Money's getting out of your hand. Unnecessarily, you could break free from the cycle and save money by embracing solar energy. Just call Alex Garnfield, 925-791-1776. You get a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. He's offering Christmas special where you can pay $1 a month for 6 months. That's solar.
No, $1 a month for the first 6 months.
Yeah. $1 a month for the first six months. Oh,
okay. I thought you said $1 for 6 months.
$6 for 6 months.
Yeah.
I like that bill better.
Well, I know, but we got to make sure we get that right, that it's $1 a month for 6 months.
There you go.
Okay.
You good?
I'm good.
You good.
Well.
Carry on.
The moment to switch is now, because Alex is your dedicated dealer for Solar Energy Partners, and he's here to guide you. Christmas is coming. Don't miss it. Act now, 925-791-1776. It's your money. Keep it. Keep more of it. Call Alex. Tell Alex that Drake and Scott sent you. 925-791-1776. And ask for the Ziggy discount.
Right on. Well, Scott, you were saying during the break that you took a yoga lesson, which I don't see how that works, but please to explain.
I don't see how that works either. I got a bucket list, right? Everybody's got a bucket list.
Sure.
Yeah. I've got a couple things on that list. I want to die being able to say, I never jumped out of a perfectly working plane.
So this bucket list then is a list of things you don't want to do.
Well, there's
it's a don't want a bucket
there's
list.
There's don'ts and there's do's. There's I want to go to a World Cup game at some point. Okay. There's do's and then there's don'ts. On my don't, I was thinking it'd be nice to be able to pass and say, and I never did yoga.
Right.
Well, I ruined it.
Oh, okay.
It was actually my daughter. She's into it. And, Dad, you got to go. Come on. There's a class. There's coming up. Yeah, let's do it. And then my wife jumps on the bandwagon. She's whipping me. And, all right, I'll go. What time is it? Where? And all this. I show up. My daughter's late. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go, anything. I wander into this place and.
And you're
by myself.
And you're the only guy, right?
Well, I mean, functionally, looking around the room. Let's not comment on that part of it.
Okay.
But it's definitely out of place, insecure, awkward silences. And I walked over to this nice lady who was talking to people. And I thought, oh, are you the instructor? And she looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not the instructor. And this other lady turns and says, I'm the instructor. Like, so I'm awkward. You know, then they put out this mat and you can't leave the mat and you got to do these stretches. We never move like more than a yard, any direction, more a foot or two. But your body's going into all these different positions. Next thing you know, I can't breathe. I'm sweating.
Now,
it was rough.
Why can't you leave the mat?
Well, you can, but that's not the point. Everybody's got their little area, and you stay in your area, and you do your stretches in your positions. And
okay.
At one point, I thought she was going to say, right hand, red dot.
That's right.
Where's the twister mat? So, and it was an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I would have thought, I was dreading the time length because I thought it was just going to go on forever. But she kept having us do these things, and I'm trying to get it right. And then I had to take a break a couple times. Embarrassing, right?
Did your daughter ever show up?
Oh, yeah, she showed up, and, you know, eventually. But, yeah, then all of a sudden the time just flew, and I got to the end, and it was like I had to recover before I could even walk to the car. So I have all only positive things to say about the difficulty of yoga now, which I never thought that sentence would come out of my mouth.
So,
but it was a pretty good experience. I think I might actually go back.
I was just going to ask that. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
So now did your wife go too? Was it the both of them together, or and then you met them, or what?
No. So she forced me to the yoga, and then the next day she took my wife to the Pilates, and I don't know. My wife and I are kind of tag teaming, mm-hmm. so that we don't get both beaten up at the same time.
Okay.
And then my daughter gets more experiences out of it.
Well, now is she? Why is your daughter making you come to these? Is this just a, hey, come and try this out?
It's, or daddy, is this daughter time, Brian.
Okay.
Forced family fun time.
I see. Okay. You know?
Goes both ways.
Yeah. The fun part might be questionable. But I was sore for a couple days. It was eye-opening.
Wow.
And weird. I think I turned in my man card.
I don't know.
There were some guys in the class.
Yeah. I mean, yoga always does seem like it's a female thing. Did you wear the pants?
No. Wait, are there yoga pants?
Yeah.
You don't know what. I wore sweats.
Well, no, yeah, there are yoga pants. You should get some.
Okay. You just lost your man. One, because you knew that there were yoga pants, and two,
well,
you made a suggestion as to what another man should wear.
No.
That was a questionable suggestion.
Yoga pants are mostly worn by women. I think they're only made for women. And
are you saying you want to see me in skin tight clothing?
No,
Brian?
I'm trying to trick you into going for yoga pants and discover that they're only made for women. And what they're
you want to pick the color too?
The primary function of these yoga pants is to make rear ends look much better than they do. And
there's no pants that could do that for me, Brian. No, that ship sailed.
Well, it's
oh my goodness.
So go do a yoga class.
No,
do a
yoga class. No, that's okay. It's
all right. No more suggestions. It's about a hokey, my yoga attire. Until you take a class.
It's a hokey new age thing that I refuse to participate in.
You know what? There was nothing new age about it.
Sure,
it was all body stuff.
Till you get to the elevated level. It's like the Masonic Lodge. Okay, once you get high enough, Masonic Lodge. You know, the Freemasons. Okay, once you get high enough, they introduce you to Satan. All right, and it's yoga's the same way.
Yeah. Well, I survived.
Okay. Sorry. Now I got yoga pants on the brain, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
If this was my old show, we'd go off on that a little bit more, but it's not. So let's talk about the president of the University of Pennsylvania. Liz McGill is her name. She was brought before Congress the other day because of some questionable things that happened on her campus. And instead of me explaining, let's go to the hearing. Let's see if this audio will work or not. Because I'm on the wrong computer, that's why. So, talk amongst yourselves while I figure this out.
I would talk, but I'm shopping for yoga pants.
Yeah, there you go. So, the gist is she was answering questions as to why there was some anti-Semitic behavior on the University of Pennsylvania campus. And then she's like, you know, do you support the congresswoman is saying, you know, is this okay? And our friend talked in circles, and it's a whole lot better to hear her say it than to me to describe it. But of course, this.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What were you thinking the other day?
Islamophobia. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that sounds really bad because it's a phobia, right?
Oh, no.
But if you're anti-Jew, it's anti-Semitism. It's cleaner. Why is it? It seems darker.
That's a good question. Muslim side.
And more acceptable to hate Jews by anti-Semitism. Sounds like I could use it in a poem and it would fit in well.
Probably. All right, let's
How much time have we wasted here?
We've got
way too much.
We've got 45 seconds. We might as well just blow it off. So I'll play that clip in a minute.
I do have this though, cuz I was thinking about this week too. We're about to celebrate the birth of a Jew in Palestine from 2000 years ago. Somewhere around the sometime after December 24th and before December 26th.
Right.
There's a special day in there.
Somewhere, yeah.
So, right in the middle. I don't understand how they're making some argument that Israel's been occupying the area since the 40s or 60s or something like that, 1900s.
1948.
Yeah, whatever. Well, no, what about 1948 years prior?
Right.
They were already there.
It was Israel first, and then the Palestinians took over.
That never comes up in the argument.
It's a convenient fact they like to ignore.
Yeah.
And most people do not dig into we're going to get at
the president of UPenn and how she ignored it right after the break.
That's a great segue.
Let's go to it.
All right. Back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. I'm Brian Drake. Scott's across the table. Scott with three T's. And then Ziggy. Ziggy's to my left and to your right.
Yo, yo. Do you ever dream of having a buddy in the solar industry? Well, now you do. Seize the opportunity to break free from the grip of traditional power companies and achieve energy independence through solar. Reach out to Alex Garnfeldt at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote without any charges. As your trusted partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners, Alex is committed to tailoring a plan that suits your family's needs while putting money back in your pocket. And right now, take advantage of the Christmas special, only paying $1 a month for your first 6 months. Call Alex, 925-791-1776, and tell him Drake and Scott sent you.
Thank you, Ziggy. Okay, well, I got everything figured out here regarding the audio for the University of Pennsylvania lady. So let's...
Which means we have to listen to it, huh?
Yeah, but it's bonkers, man. She's just... She will not... It's a typical bureaucrat. She cannot say yes or no. She has to double speak, go in circles, and... And in a case like this, it creates more problems than it solves. And let's go to the audio tape.
At Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking specifically calling for the genocide of Jews. Does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending upon the context. That is not bullying or harassment. This is the easiest question to answer yes, Ms. McGill. So is your testimony you will not answer yes?
If the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment? This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be harassment.
The answer is yes.
Wow. You know, I think we have our answer just in the dramatic pauses.
The dramatic, confused pauses. And if you could see the video, she's got this grin on her face. You can see the gears turning. You know, she's trying to...
Her first response, she said a sentence, and then she did say the word yes.
I noticed.
But then she qualified it, and then after that, wouldn't say yes again.
Right. It's
But I love the interviewer asking, so if it becomes conduct, which basically you're asking then, is it okay to call for the genocide of Jews? And if it doesn't come to conduct, then the president of the university is saying, no, you can still say
it. You can
that.
Say it, you just can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, which is a total violation of all of our speech laws.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
So this plays out.
Big controversy, yes. So the next day after the congressional hearing, the president, Liz McGill, had her apology video reading a script written by lawyers that she had a hard time keeping her eyes off of. It's 2 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but we'll get the gist here real quick.
Shouldn't it be 2 seconds?
There was a moment during yesterday's congressional hearing on anti-Semitism when I was asked if a call for the genocide of Jewish people on our campus would violate our policies. In that moment, I was focused on our university's longstanding policies aligned with the U.S. Constitution, which say that speech alone is not punishable. I was not focused on, but I should have been.
That's not true.
The irrefutable fact that a call for genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate. It's evil, plain and simple. I want to be clear. A call for genocide of Jewish people is threatening, deeply so. It is intentionally meant to terrify a people who have been subjected to pogroms and hatred for centuries and were the victims of mass genocide in the Holocaust.
Anyway, it just keeps
that's enough. We don't need a history lesson.
No, that's what she ends up going into, and it's like, well, I was, you know, it just more excuses and double talk, and I don't understand why the bureaucrats have to talk this way, and I'm trying to stay away from making general comments about education and educators and some of the people that end up in the head office because I know that's a little bit sensitive, but it's like. Why can't you just say yes or no? You know, why, you know, and it's like, who is she trying to protect? Who is she trying to not make upset? But in the process, she made everybody upset. And now this new story here. Now she's former President Liz McGill because she resigned. She resigned as president of the University of Pennsylvania, but she will keep her tenured salary as a law school member, despite resigning as president. And she resigned on Saturday, but in an email to the university community, the university confirmed she will remain a tenured faculty member at the university's law school. So she kind of resigned and she kind of didn't.
Well, and it sounds like she gets to keep teaching.
And she gets, yeah.
And she gets to keep teaching that you can say whatever you want, even if it's evil and calls for the death of people.
Right.
Which is against our free speech law.
Mm-hmm. So
terrible.
Yeah, just
that's a fail. Shame on you.
The stuff that comes out of especially higher education lately is
shame on you, Liz.
It's stunning. It really is.
And she's forgotten where she got her name too. Where's Elizabeth come from?
Oh,
Old Testament.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to talk about something that's a little bit lighter?
It's probably why she doesn't go by Elizabeth. Because Beth is Hebrew as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
House. It's house in Hebrew. So, she just wants to go by
I'm
Liz.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, Scott and I playing footsie under the table here. Because I was shifting and I bumped
Well, I do yoga now, so.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let's go to a story about Chipotle. And an incident that took place in New York. This is from CNN. A woman who threw a bowl of hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker has been sentenced to a month in jail and 2 months working at a fast food job. So I don't have the video of this, but it describes the woman, Rosemary Hain, berating a Chipotle worker, Emily Russell, on September 5th, and then throwing the food in her face at close range. She was not happy with how her burrito was cooked. It was redone once, and the second time she was still not happy, and that's when she threw it. The video went viral, and Miss Hain, Mrs. Hain, she's a 39-year-old mother of four, pled guilty to misdemeanor assault. And she was sentenced last week. I'm sorry, this took place in Ohio. I don't know why the dateline says New York. Anyway, the judge in Ohio, Timothy Gilligan, gave her a choice, 90 days in jail or a 30-day sentence on top of 60 days working at a fast food job. The judge said, quote, "Do you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?"
Wow, did she choose?
She said, Mrs. Hain says she will take the fast food job. So what do you think? Is that an appropriate sentence?
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I think everybody should have to wait tables for a couple months.
Yeah.
Just to figure out how to deal with people in their worst state.
Yeah, that's I couldn't imagine working that job. It's like I have a short enough temper as it is. And you know, to have to deal with certain people that I may or may not live with who place an order because I let her go first. And then it's my turn. And then she says, "Oh, wait a minute. Can I change this?" And then, but what about, well, maybe I want, you know, I mean, it's like, order something, you know, and the poor waiter has to stand there and smile. And I'm just like,
"Oh, well, do we have any confidence that she's going to do this well?"
Well, I don't know. She,
you want to go order from her?
The story says she's yet to find a job. Her attorney says she's really sorry. But yeah, she has to actually.
She's really sorry.
The court is not arranging for the job. She has to go and apply and actually get the job herself. So that's an added wrinkle.
I wonder if there's a deadline on when she has to have a job and fulfill this. Otherwise, she just gets her 60 days in jail.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she has to have the job approved by the court. She'll have to work 20 hours a week.
I just figured it out.
What?
I got the solution.
Go for it.
She has to work in the mess hall at the jail. For 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah. Talk about a great line for you. Well, customers.
But the customers aren't going to be yelling about food or anything. They're just going to be in the line getting...
Oh, you know about customers in the mess hall at the jail?
Well, not directly, but I don't imagine they're asking much for, you know, hold the cheese, you know. What do you know about it is what I should be asking. No,
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know. You seem to know a lot. You know,
well, I got
yoga pants.
I got a friend who used to work at a federal prison. He's retired now. So I can always ask him.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for her to spend the 90 days in jail and spend 2 months working in the mess hall, serving slop to the inmates.
Ziggy, what do you think?
I wonder if she's going to have a hard time finding a job if people, you know, they're reading this story like, "Yeah, we don't want to hire her."
That's a good question because, yeah,
they will let her sit in jail.
They will know that she's looking for a job to please the court. They're going to know she's not going to be there long. They're going to spend money and time training her.
Yep.
And then she's going to leave in 60 days. So that she might end up in jail anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Jig.
I think I'm worried about the four kids. What are they going to do for that 90 days?
Oh, Dad's around, I'm sure.
Really?
Well.
You think Dad's around?
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
If Dad was around, he would have spoke up a long time ago so that she wouldn't throw burrito bowls at people. I hope. Or I'm not sure we can call him Dad at that point.
Maybe he taught her how to throw. And I just did a word search for husband, and he is not mentioned in the article. So,
would you want to be?
Well, do you have any confidence that she treats the husband any differently than she treats the attendant at the fast food place?
I'm probably not.
This is a pretty basic rule of life. What people are willing to do in public is surpassed by what they're willing to do in private.
Yeah, that's true. I found the video, but it's not very clear. I can't even. There's six people, and I can't even tell which one is her. But I'm sure she'll be the one throwing it. But anyway,
yeah.
Anyway,
so okay, yeah. So someone short tempered in public is going to be more short tempered at home. Is that what your point is?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I want to see what tips she gets.
Well, the only food job I ever worked was at the fairgrounds in San Jose, And it wasn't terrible. I just, you know, I didn't want to be there. So that made it terrible. It was my attitude that made it terrible.
Yeah.
And if you go into something like that with a bad attitude, then, yeah, you're going to have a rough time. So I can only imagine the rough time she's going to have.
3 days at Burger King was enough for me.
Three? That's all you only survived 3 days?
3 days.
What was so bad about it?
On the third day, he rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out. I did my time.
Yeah.
Did you, you didn't take a bath?
Young and dumb.
Okay. You didn't get into the sink like that one kid did?
No.
Okay. No. That's another video.
No, yeah. Stop. Stop there. Stop. Abort.
So what's in the special sauce on the Whopper?
Don't go there either. Golly.
Well, no, I like
Burger King. I need a mute button there's my side of the table.
No. There's a Burger King across the street from the house. I go there a couple times a month. I like Burger King. We used to go there all the time when I was in college.
I like you too much to tell you.
Oh, come on. I can't do that.
Well, there could be a positive side to this story.
Okay. What is the positive side?
Well, if you genuinely decide you want to like people and like your work and be good at something, she could probably have a really great experience and be fully rehabilitated.
Okay.
I waited tables for 2 years, and it's a good experience. You can make great money and meet people and work on your social skills and your ability to communicate, your efficiency, and all these great kind of things. So,
all right.
Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Notice there's been no Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty for a couple of weeks now. So yes, I'm holding
you're
back.
Still recovering.
I guess.
From using the former president's name on the air.
And speaking of which, now that the chains are off on that, we're going to talk about him a little more often, or I'm going to talk about him a little more often. But right now, we got to take a break. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. The latest from Dua Lipa called Houdini. I don't know why she's not bigger than Taylor Swift. She can actually sing. And her songs are actually, well, most of her songs are actually pretty good. Some of them I can't stand.
You think she should be bigger than Taylor Swift?
I think she actually has talent, yeah.
How much do you think she should weigh?
No, that's not what I mean.
Oh, did you want to qualify that?
I think she should be a bigger star than Taylor Swift. That's what I think. Oh.
Bigger how?
Much more successful, much more famous. And I mean, not that she's not popular, but she just doesn't have, you know, Taylor's just like the 800-pound gorilla in the music industry. And there's better artists and better singers.
Yeah,
and
we've reached a new low called Taylor Swift a gorilla.
Okay.
Get the shovel out. Keep digging, man.
I got to read an ad here. Which one are we reading? We did the I'm back to number one. The same one I read when we started here. Soaring electricity prices are becoming the norm, and it's becoming increasingly unreasonable. Take control of your energy costs and experience savings by making the switch to solar power. Reach out to Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and no obligation quote. With energy expenses rising, California on the brink of a 22% increase. That's just insane. How does the power company, or how are they allowed to raise rates 22%? Anyway, Alex is offering a Christmas special where you pay $1 a month for your first 6 months. Don't miss out. Call today, 925-791-1776, and start putting money back in your pocket. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you. But that's, I mean, yeah, that's
22% increase.
They had to go to the state legislature to approve that. So the politicians said, oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
And it's just like, for what? Anyway.
Pimp got to get his cut.
We got, okay, we're going to have to save this rap kid for next time, because
we've only got
a couple of minutes left and it's our post-game wrap-up. Scott, what's on your mind?
Man.
Our post-game wrap-up is brought to you today by things and their intended use.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got 1 minute. Go.
All right. A burrito is meant for eating. Eat stuff that's meant for eating. There's other things that are meant for throwing. Throw stuff that's meant for throwing. But you don't throw things that you're supposed to eat, and you definitely shouldn't eat things that you're supposed to throw. Okay? Which brings me to lips. What are lips for? Careful. Lips are for compliments or eating or kissing.
Okay. Right?
I got a buddy, and I was walking by him and his wife, and they give a little smooch, and I'm cracking up, and I'm giving him a hard time, like, ew, gross, get a room, blah, blah, blah. Well, now this couple, they think it's really, really funny. Every time they see me, they give each other a little peck on the lips and da-da. Oh, here he comes. It's smooch. And, oh, it's awkward. But at least they're using something for its intended use.
Okay.
Don't you think, Ziggy?
Yeah, Ziggy, what do you think about that?
What do you think about that, Ziggy?
I do. Well, I think, speaking of intended use, I think I'm going to throw it out there that the loser of the next bet has to wear yoga pants for a day.
Ooh! Oh, that would be great. That would be terrible.
And we'll live stream it.
That's right. Drake and Scott, we'll see you next week.